Evelyn and Tammy's drama continues. There's a new girl in town, and Kristen is exposed. Plus, we got some special games to play tonight. It's all coming up on the Basketball Wives After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Nice. My friends, real friends, better than your friends. That's how we keep popping out that binge, yeah. No foes, real friends, we ain't even gotta pretend, yeah. Get bands, spinning all on my friends.
Pull me up, pull me up, pull me up. Never let me down.
Pull me up. CeCe should be singing this to Kristen.
She should.
This Evelyn and Gian, what day?
True.
Friendship goals.
Is that what it is?
Hey guys, thank you guys for joining us tonight. I am Elle Marie, and next to me I have...
It's your boy Jay Lamar in the building.
Hey, what's up guys? It's Shelz Yvette.
What's up? Back again. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Kayla Renee. What's up?
What's up everybody? So what were you guys' overall thoughts on this episode?
Cool child, the messy.
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce said it. My friends, your friends. Everybody can't be friends.
Everybody can be friends. And don't let me drown. Don't let me down. We're going to get into that with like CeCe and Kristen, but I was shocked with them.
This whole episode was just about friendships and bad ones, severed ones. Mm-hmm. That's all I kept thinking about was friendships.
Yeah, it was a friendship episode.
It was.
Yeah. I kind of want to kick this off with Evelyn and Tammy because it kind of picks up where last week's episode left off. So, yeah, you know, Tammy... throwing Evelyn under the bus, talking about, you know, she kind of ruined Chad's career. Mm-hmm. To Absolutely. Say, you know, mm-hmm. like, you kind of, not that she made it up, but she made it worse than what it was, according to Tammy. Mm-hmm. Not that she did mm-hmm. that, but according mm-hmm. to Tammy, Evelyn made it worse than what it was. And, like, if the neighbors hadn't have seen her, this wouldn't have been a big deal. She wouldn't mm-hmm. have blown it up. And then Evelyn, you know, afterwards, she storms off and she gets really emotional, which... to me, she has every right to.
Absolutely.
You know, Tammy wasn't there, in my opinion. Like, I'm always usually on Tammy's side. Yeah. I'm ride or die with Tammy. I'm a fan. But on this one, it's like, sis, I don't know.
Me and my comment friends, I think majority of us agree that, you know, Tammy was absolutely mm-hmm. wrong.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely wrong for bringing up Evelyn's past situation. I mean, mm-hmm. you just don't do that to mm-hmm. a victim.
Yeah.
Whether you think, whatever your opinion is or not, keep mm-hmm. that to yourself. Mm-hmm. Keep that in your household.
I just couldn't believe, like, how confident Tammy was as she lied. As if mm-hmm. she was right there in the situation. Was mm-hmm. like, I'm not going for that. She was like, you know, in her confessional, she was like, I'm about facts. And I can't support that. You're not even giving facts, though. Like, I was so confused by that.
It was straight assumption.
Like what I said last week, I feel like she only threw it out there because she was cornered. And it was like, we'll get into mm-hmm. it later when she had to sit down with Jackie. But that's, like, what she admitted to saying. It was mm-hmm. like, I kind of felt like I was being pushed. So I just threw something out there and said it. But it was like, sis, come on. A domestic violence case, especially if you've been in that same situation, that's not something to throw in somebody's face.
Yeah.
Especially, I literally cannot stand a person that's like, well, you probably provoked him to do it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no excuse for no man
Absolutely.
Putting his hand
none.
On any woman, period. None. Like, period.
Now, so and then Tammy made a comment when she was talking to, I think, Jackie. She was like, I've been in several domestic violence situations. She was like, so I don't play around with that kind of stuff. So you know. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this girl's playing
like,
about this?
You know
this?
How that feels.
I was just completely thrown off by Tammy.
And even after Chad mentioned several times, on several different platforms, that it was completely, it was his fault. It was his doing.
Yes.
He provoked the situation. He started the situation. He ended the situation. You know, and still, Tammy still was like, I think it was just a gut punch. She was looking for any way out.
I agree.
You know, any way out. And do I think that she regrets it? No.
No. She took no accountability.
I commend Evelyn because... you could see like how upset and angry mm-hmm. she was, and a few years ago this would have been bad. This would have been like a camera blackout situation. Like we can't even see what happened. Like,
old Tammy and old Evelyn.
For sure.
It would have been
definitely helped her.
Oh yeah.
She did.
You could see her growth because
that chuckle. Anytime somebody gives you a chuckle okay. That's that crazy. You got one more time,
right? I kinda miss the old Evelyn.
I'm trying.
I do miss the old Evelyn too.
She would have took them off and
when Evelyn was hopping on tables, like running over the table to somebody.
But maybe she's seen that. Remember that if y'all go back to the clip, that bottle that was on the side of Tammy? Maybe Evelyn seen that bottle and was like, let me not try sis today.
But in the parking lot.
But in the parking lot, exactly.
Which I really would have expected something to pop up in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And Evelyn was dressed and ready.
Oh, she
was.
Yeah,
always. You know she ready.
Was. That's casual, what I'm saying. I commend her. And you can see her growth because she was like, it was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. She was very upset. She was hurt and angry. Mm-hmm. But she kind of kept her cool about her.
That's one of those situations like, you know, like Jackie said, oh, I wouldn't let Tammy fight by herself. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a situation where everybody would be like, that's between them.
I think
everybody was like, we ain't getting up in that one.
Get her, Evelyn. Oh, Tammy, I'm sorry.
Sicker, sis.
Right.
Sicker.
And it's good to see Evelyn and Jen back together, even though Jen is on my nerves this season.
I love it.
But that's good.
No,
yeah.
Like, I love them.
I love seeing them back again.
Me too. I love seeing them back again.
I'm like, no.
Yeah, and I put that. I say, you know, I love that Evelyn like trusts Jen so much after everything that they've been through. Like, it really, because the seasons when they weren't, it was hard for me to watch. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, they like hate each other.
And the way they were going at it.
Yes, it was terrible. It was so bad. I was
in shock just to see how Evelyn did not flip on Jen not one time.
I was so surprised when she was talking about the rumor.
I was like, she didn't say nothing. Like, what did she say? Oh, Jen is the only friend or the closest friend I have in this group. And I was like, I expect her to throw some type of shade.
Yeah, I literally thought she was too. Like I said, Jen, I'm kind of looking at you.
Like I said last week, I think it's one of them situations to where like she, Jen called her like, girl, during our breakup, this is what I said.
I don't think that she called her.
I think just Evelyn just probably doesn't care. Because Evelyn knows that it was a rumor. And yes, Jennifer tried to pass it. Mm-hmm. But I think they're at this point in their friendship where she just like, listen, like, okay, you know, she more so was like, it's Tammy. You can't convince Evelyn that it's not Tammy.
That it's not Tammy.
Yeah, it's just that vendetta.
Because remember when they were in the parking lot, she was like, I feel like, this part had me laughing. She was like, I feel like me and Shawnee are the only two people here who deserve apologies.
Victims, yeah.
Or like they're victims, right? And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, she said that we deserve apologies. Yeah. And Tammy was like, I'll apologize to my friend.
To my friend.
She was like, oh, so you don't apologize to people who aren't your friends?
She said, you've already made it known that you don't be. I think Tammy is low-key hurt that Evelyn don't want to be her friend. Because she put emphasis on that. She was like, you already made it known that me and you are never going to have a friendship. Yeah. Like, and Evelyn's like, okay, so you only apologize to your friends? Like, is that how it works?
Tammy's a little bit bitter about the situation. Their friendship, her sleeping with Kenny. Mm-hmm.
Bitter Tammy.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Tammy says, come on, let that hate go.
Yeah, let it go.
Kenny done moved on with probably 6-7 other girls.
She brought up Kenny again.
I'm like, if we hear about Kenny one more time, Kenny gonna have to be on the show. Because
Kenny's gone.
Because the situation, first of all, the situation was forever ago with Kenny. Then the whole situation of you finding out about her sleeping with Kenny is also old.
So it was like 23 years ago.
And then their situation is almost 10 years ago when she found out. It's knocking on 10 years.
Let it go. L-I-G it.
Man. I thought she was getting saved. Like, sis, you gotta let that hurt go.
Let it go.
She got that love. Do we miss the
baptism?
Being with
Pastor Gray, I thought she was just
and we need
saved.
To stop putting Pastor Gray in this because he probably at home like, why?
Like,
why
are you turning this? What did I do?
He should have known better.
That's not what the call sheet said. It said reoccurring character making appearances.
Tammy gonna get baptized in Bud Light.
You know what?
You know what? You know,
with a side of Newport.
Come by the one line. Saved again.
Y'all a mess. Look, so we have a new girl that's in town.
Boring.
Michelle Game.
Super boring. I agree.
She was boring to me.
But it's like every season. So I really thought CeCe and Kristen were going to be. I forgot about OG because I was about to say I thought they were the only two new girls this season. But we also have Michelle coming in here.
Her voice was raspy.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't. She literally sounded like she was smoking a box of Newports.
It was a different rasp. I liked it.
But she came in like she was that girl because she was like, you know, honey, about her dates. She that girl.
Oh, she did. I was like,
she that girl.
She's like, I'm happy now because I could just date so much. And it's like, they're after me. And
they're popping. Like, sis, you got the options.
I need to find her Instagram just to find out.
That sounds like they was on you before and you couldn't go, but you wanted to go. And now you can go.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
You do archive messages and people. You know, that situation about the end, like, okay, give me 3 months.
Really? I've never done that before.
I haven't either.
Okay. Y'all sound interesting.
You actually archive a text?
Wow.
You put it in like a folder?
Y'all talk about the make me look like I'm the only one.
You got a little black book.
I got a little black book. I mean, It is what it is. Mm. Step your game up.
Wow.
If your DMs aren't popping, you know, advertise more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Advertise more. I guess we... Yeah, that's another conversation.
Yes, exactly. Oh, if they follow me, they'll see this weekend.
Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, Michelle. Yeah, she's okay. Kind of boring so far.
I don't that's even like, see like what her contribution would be.
Yeah,
like,
where she coming from?
I think
like,
they needed her for that her whole in. Domestic violence. She didn't even go to the event, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she came late.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, I think that's why they needed her to introduce what happened, because it was like, who is Evelyn going to go talk to outside of the circle? So I think that was just like her role. I don't see her on any more episodes, though.
I hope not.
Cause, I hope not either.
She was one of the things where Evelyn's daughter could make it, and she was like, oh, well, my girlfriend's at the gym already. She can just do it with me.
So I did look like her. Yeah. Shawnee should be in that
movie. Like, right? Like, okay.
But Shawnee was like real low-key at the event. Yeah, she was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She couldn't make the workout, though.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we had to fill that in. but yeah, so, all right, that was just a little tidbit. Just want to throw that out there about the new girl.
Yeah, she was boring.
But,
yeah, she was.
Let's talk about Kristen and Cece.
Oh, Kristen and Cece.
Woo, child, the irritation, because I'm over Kristen. Kristen, I was team you, and now I'm not.
I'm so disappointed in her.
Anytime a beef lasts longer than 4 episodes, I'm like, come on. Over especially it. Something so minute. Mm-hmm. Like, that was so small. Mm-hmm. Like, the rumor, I mean, it was so small. Like, come up with something else.
No, and I didn't like the way Malaysia tried to force them. Like, it was childish to me. Like, okay, and they got there and they're like, okay, you go first. Like, we are adults. Like, yeah. You brought us here to become friends. Like, if we're not to the point of friendship where we can pick up the phone or send a text to each other to mediate it ourselves, then seriously, what are we doing?
Well, I'm not too bothered by that. Like, but I feel like it should have just been Malaysia, Kristen, and Cece with that. If you feel like, okay, you guys need to sit down and talk this out because it's ridiculous and it's pointless for you guys to have this drama. It would have been a bore for TV.
Thank you.
I see her intentions, though, only because those are like her family friends, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, we don't want to go to the family barbecue and things be all awkward. Right. So it's like, let me get my homegirls to come together.
Not that
but
girl. Like, Cece does not, like, speak her mind. Like, even when she was going back and forth with Kristen and she called what Jennifer and Evelyn, like, Twitter dumber or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Jennifer's sitting right there. Like, why didn't you say this dumb girl and her friend? Like, I would be like, you and then you.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. She addressed her while she's sipping her tea, not making eye contact. She's passive, like, indirectly.
She's passive aggressive. Like,
I don't know. I still kind of disagree just a little bit, only because I just feel like, Cece, like, I'm over the situation, too. Why are you still asking me to defend myself over somebody calling me dumb? If I didn't want to say nothing, I don't want to say nothing, you know? But at the same time, yeah, she was overdoing it, though. Like, you know what I mean? You don't need it. Oh, Tweedledee and Twiddledum. Yeah. Like, sis, I'm right here. What you got to say? You
know? She was also scared to tell Kristen, like, you're acting different because these cameras are around. Because, like she said, Kristen, you want to be everybody's friend. You want to be Jennifer's friend. You want to be Evelyn's friend. Mm-hmm. You want to be that girl. Mm-hmm. I think she just said, like, you acting different. These cameras lit up. And you're just trying to be Evelyn. You're trying to be Jen. I think that's what she really wanted to say, but she didn't want to say it.
And what bothers me with Cece is, like, a few episodes back, I think she was with Jackie, and they were doing something, and she was acting like, you know, she was all this tough girl. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to stand up for myself, or don't get me mad, Cece.
Oh.
It was, listen, it was like episode 2. Let's go back and watch it. Go back and watch it. It was like the second or third episode. Her
she
and Jackie were somewhere.
It, she didn't mean it.
She didn't mean it at all.
No, not really at all.
What really had me irritated was the fact that Kristen was like, I'm mad at you because you tried to say I didn't have no job. You tried to throw out the fact that me, Evelyn, and Jen didn't have no jobs. And she was like, no, I never said you. She was like, well, what did you say? But it's like, sis, come on. If you know you got
she
a job, why are you getting that
just
mad
wanted
at what
to
you
be
said?
Now, and prior to this episode, I didn't see this, but now I see that Kristen is very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants validation, like Cece said. Yeah. This is the first time I've ever agreed with Cece. Kristen does want validation. Mm-hmm. You brought Jen to this?
You just met her,
and she said, I want her here for support. Why do you need support for your real friend?
And Jen's so messy, too, for saying what she said. Oh,
didn't you?
You guys said you guys want to have a
voice. Y'all was never that cool like that.
You said you guys weren't close like that. And then Cece was like,
oh.
Jen needs to get snatched like today.
I'm tired of it too.
It's gonna happen.
I don't want Jen to get snatched because
I do.
I mean, what
I do, right? What? Why not?
Take Jen. She will have no storyline, basically. Like, I like her playing like the villain, like this season.
Okay. When you play the villain, you get snatched.
But that's true. Her time is gonna come, but I like her. in this role, because I kind of felt like Jennifer didn't have a backbone prior seasons. I felt like she was kind of scary.
She was just Evelyn's like flunky.
So now like that I see her.
So for me, when I see this, I feel like you're trying too hard.
You're doing
too much.
Because we know that's not her. We know that's not her.
Nucking, but you ain't bucking. Period.
Why nuck if you buck? That part.
She nucking, but she ain't bucking nothing.
She ain't bucked yet, because we're going to get into some bucking later.
She can't try nobody on the show, sis.
She got bucked.
She did try somebody on the show. She's trying Cece.
See, because Cece, like I said, Cece's the weakest link, though. Like, you're the big bully coming for the nerd.
So you have the weakest link going against the weakest link.
Jennifer always goes for the weakest link. She went for Susie.
Because she can't go for nobody else.
She went for Susie.
I remember that.
She going for the
weakest link. I don't get the problem.
No.
She's trying to attack the coworkers instead of attacking management at this place. Yeah. Like,
exactly. Come on. You want to jump on, like, you know, go for the top? No.
You know what? I did feel like Cece was right also about. No, I'm not right. I'm sorry. I felt like Cece was trying to. Is trying to show Christian in an indirect way to not trust Jennifer. That's why she keeps putting emphasis on this rumor.
Yeah.
Like, you guys said this about me, you guys said this about me. Basically, she's probably saying, like, Christian, like, this is the girl you're trusted over me. Mm-hmm. Like, they did all these things to me. Rashida, they did those things to me. Okay, Michelle Boyce, you know, that's how I feel like she's trying to convince her. And I feel like Cece is trying to keep rehashing the situation to show Christian, like, don't trust her. But, you know, Christian's
she like
do.
That. She like that new girl. She's a new girl at school, and she want to be with the, you know,
the popular girls.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Yeah, she wants to be accepted.
Real mean girls. Real mean girls.
She wants to be accepted.
You can't sit with us, Christian. Because
even like
girl.
When she walks to the restaurant, she walks in like, hey, you know, this is season 5 for me. Like, I'm not going to argue with you, season 1ers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sis.
You just got here.
She think her job not temporary.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
But you guys, speaking of things that are not temporary, you guys, hey, After Buzzers, our network producers, after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, we have reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve our television fans, but we need your help, you guys. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels by subscribing to YouTube. It'll suggest some content that's tailor-made for you and will help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry, because they're optional. You guys can turn those off, but make sure you hit the subscribe button for now and for this channel, and check our AfterBuzz TV other shows as well, and let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on airs. But for now, thank you guys for being the best fans we have and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Thank you guys for that. And also, if you guys are listening on iTunes, make sure you guys rate us with the 5 stars. Tell your friends about the show, Basketball Wives, Monday nights at 10. And you can check out all the other shows that we have, like you said, YouTube. You have all the channels. Then on iTunes, go ahead and pick all your favorite shows, and 5 stars for every show you like.
Yes. 5 stars.
5 star cheers.
And we love y'all comments. We love y'all comments.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They always talk about your makeup.
Really?
Yeah. Look. Them eyes. Like, every time I look at your eyes, like, your eyes are so pretty.
Why you sound like you hate you, so.
No, I am, because I'm over here stuck on every time I'm like looking this way, this eye makeup.
It looks girl. Really good.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. You look all excited.
That's okay. Good.
It's there. It's popping. So if you're watching, if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you go check out YouTube.
Yeah, I'm blessing. It's hot in here.
That face is deep, honey. But no, kind of back to Jennifer real quick. What bothers me about her, she's just so many things about me about her, but she's not taking responsibility for the things that she does. And
she
that's
did.
Irritating. It's
I
like,
think she did.
No, because she sits there and says, like, oh, it was a joke. That's not a rumor. Oh, how did I spread a rumor? When you tell more than one person something that you heard, that is spreading a rumor.
Definitely. I don't
like,
think she
what do you,
that.
Yeah, it's like you're acting like you did
so
nothing and you're super
so
innocent.
Here's why I don't agree with that. She apologized to Shani for the rumor she spread.
Mm-hmm.
They already, her and Evelyn sat down with Cece 2 episodes ago and rehashed, I don't remember if she apologized or not, but explain what the situation was, said it was a joke. What, like Tyrese, what more do you want from me? Mm-hmm. Like I said last week, after you apologized, take accountability, what more do you want her to do?
Because I guess in my opinion, she still didn't really take accountability. That's not a joke, like you told Kristen, but you also told other people. It wasn't like it just went to Kristen one person. So it wasn't a joke after that. After you tell multiple people, it's not just a joke you're telling. And you are spreading a rumor about someone's profession and what they do. So
but
that's why I feel
she
like...
she was at the CC Pamper party, she said, like, I said it. It was a joke. Like, let it go. Like, why does Cece keep rehashing that? Pick a new storyline.
True.
Pick a fight.
Jennifer's like, are you dumb? Are you dumb? We already talked about this.
Yeah. I think Jennifer just needs to take a little break and go on a hibernation real quick.
Why it's like, Jennifer needs to hibernate?
This is Jennifer's season.
This is. This
only
is,
because she's just like, she literally is the name of two, she's the name of two rumors.
Yeah.
Like, she's the face of two rumors right now. Mm-hmm. The one about CeCe and then this one about Shawnee. Like, you just started both of them, sis. Like, take a little break.
And we watch it.
Make a couple episodes where she can just sit out. And it's like,
CeCe should take a break.
CeCe probably won't be back next season.
She won't be back next season.
She doesn't have a strong enough backbone to be on the show.
And it's weird because, like, the platform has been given to her on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, for her to stand up for herself. That night at Malaysia's wig party, that could have been CeCe's night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
At this luncheon or whatever, could have been CeCe's moment. CeCe could have multiple moments, and she's just like...
I think she's just not witty enough. She doesn't have the quick, like... comeback. I feel like she's the type of person that goes home, thinks about it, and was like, oh, I can't wait to see Jennifer. And then when she sees her, like, none of the stuff she rehearsed
but
comes out.
Jennifer,
she just goes back to
flashcards.
Yeah, she just goes back to the same rumor. Like,
Jennifer, like, if CeCe was my friend, I would be like rehearsing with her at home, like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when she says something to you, like,
you say,
talk about her ex-husband. Like, remember when he could water her safe face? Like, pick up a glass of water and don't make me Eric you. Like, do something.
Go for them colored contacts.
Do that. Too much Jennifer.
Cold words. Like, when I say this, remember, that means do that.
I'm
like,
team Jen.
What
Jen did was messy, though. When she said she knew that was messy to say. You said that you guys aren't even close like that. Why would you do that?
She knew there. She had that was horrible intentions.
Messy. I didn't like that.
She knew. Let's talk about another messy moment that Jen had on this episode. So we're gonna move on to Evelyn's event. So she had a domestic violence event with Giuseppe at the store. So I guess, you know, maybe the proceeds from the purchases went to domestic violence to help women and things like that, which mm-hmm. was good. Let's take a pause to talk about that. Like, how good. Yeah, she's like, the money she raises is for, you know, housing for women, for legal, and I thought that was important too, because that's a huge thing. It's always, women say it's always hard for them to leave, and they may not have the money to go somewhere to move out, but also legal is a big part of that too. If that's your husband and he's abusing you, and he's a breadwinner, you know what I mean? So big ups to Evelyn, because that's really awesome that she's doing that to help those women.
I was definitely here for the event. The only thing I didn't really sit well on was the fact that it was at Giuseppe. First of all, like, you know, what if we want to give back to, you know, help her foundation and, you know,
who
give
is
some
we?
Proceeds?
Like, us people?
Yeah, us people, because, like, I can't afford none of that.
She's not targeting regular
people. I see, because I'm like, how, but how you going to help your foundation, girl, if you're not targeting, like, you know, that, like, lower economy people, whatever. Who,
but still,
she's
events,
paying
like,
the lower economy people with this high-end money.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been at events like that.
What is she paying for?
She's giving them, like, funding to get out of the situation.
But Giuseppe Hill costs $1,100, and the proceeds are going to people who can't afford that. I think that's smart. She's targeting against people mm-hmm. that can afford those things.
Yeah, because Giuseppe probably giving her, like, 30 or 40%.
Yeah. I think she said it was 10%.
Oh, 10?
I think she told the girls that it was, like, 10% of the proceeds goes to whatever.
So, $1,100. I'm not a mathematician. That's
not either.
It's, like, it's 110. Yeah. It's $110.
Oh, I guess.
Off each person. I mean, but if you got multiple girls, like, girls that, like, chop there.
I mean, Shawnee walked out with two bags.
Yeah.
So. Let's hope it's a little more than 10%.
But, I mean, at events like that, though, you can walk up to the person and be like, you know what, here's a check for
$500.
True. Oh,
okay,
like
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was like, who can afford some Giuseppes right now? Like,
yeah. We're back to Jen's messages. So, supposedly, Jen has some receipts of her own. For this
I'm
whole
definitely
text message
to see what
and
the
rumors
say.
Thing. Same here.
Me too.
Like, who are these receipts against? Like, with Tammy,
no
Malaysia?
Slouch,
huh?
No slouch.
That's my, like, I'm thinking it's Royce. That was my.
That eye roll was serious.
I still got hope for Royce.
What
like,
if Royce stroll up, right? Stroll up an episode. They are keeping that, like, secret. It hasn't been exposed yet.
Remember Royce when she did
that dance
video?
If Roach come back, I'm gonna be.
Oh my god. Roach Royce.
Roach Royce.
Oh my god. Guys. You guys are horrible.
Those receipts, I think the receipts are just that. Or that group text, the same thing Tammy had.
But one so of them has to be fabricated, though, because Jen was like, no, if people want to come out with their receipts saying one thing, I got something to say another. Like, okay. First of all, she coming a whole week later, so Jen probably didn't take it to Apple.
And you know
probably had some stuff altered,
you know,
like,
and,
cloud.
And I was very confused on how Malaysia was acting like she wasn't in the group text. Like, like she was acting like someone
I can't believe Jen tried to drag me into this.
You she wasn't in the group.
She was.
Yeah, because she was like, I wasn't. She
It was Jen,
Malaysia,
Tammy,
and Tammy.
And I remember we think it was Royce, because remember I was Royce, like, I think she said
but
she
Malaysia
had a
like, Malaysia how, why is she dragging me in?
Malaysia played that role good. I believed her. I'm like, why would she just pull Malaysia up in there?
Is she ready to fight her too? Like, Jen, I'm tired of this. Like,
I thought she because she put her name in the message, not that she was a part of the message thread.
If I can remember, I remember Tammy saying they all were in the group chat.
I think Tammy, like Shel was saying, because I think Tammy was like, yeah, she here, like here, she texts Malaysia saying, Malaysia here, set this up, blah, 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 and go along with it or whatever. And Malaysia was like, okay, or something like that. But I'm just like,
but it's going to be interesting because Tammy showed Shawnee the phone.
Yeah.
So it's like, what can be different?
What four names was at the top?
There's a separate group that Tammy's not in.
Maybe
this
so.
This is why we need friends that work for
like production.
Work for Americans, we can find out.
Heck yeah.
So that's we can funny. Know. But also, how do we feel about Shawnee being like basically done with Jennifer? Like not really wanting to be around her.
I think that's team too much.
I'd be the same way, to be honest. If I was going through the same thing, I'd be like, I don't want to be around her either.
But Shawnee is like, it's like, I mean, because I love Shawnee, but I feel like it's just dramatic. Like, Shawnee is mature enough to definitely coexist with somebody.
Maybe not.
The way, I mean, I feel like she was, and the way she left, I'm like, that's not even typical Shawnee behavior, because Shawnee is the type of person that's always trying to bring everybody else together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for her to be like, I'm just like, Shawnee, you know, she can handle it. I feel like.
But I don't know, when it comes to her family, that's when, like, the messiness of Shawnee comes out. Because remember with Gloria and everything like that?
Oh, she got messy. Oh, it got real bad. Yeah. So I think it's just over, like, Shaq and her kids. It's like, that's something that you don't play about. I think if it was, like, a petty rumor about the other guy, Marlon, or whatever, she probably would be like, okay, Jen, I can coexist, or whatever. It was still messed up that you spread that rumor. But the fact that it was about probably her ex-husband and whatever was going on, she probably, that just don't sit well with her. Probably Shaq is telling her, too, like, don't be hanging out with her. I ain't giving you Shaq. You ain't taking my Giuseppe Hill, sis. She walked out with two bags. Get that coin.
Right, she's like,
that O'Neal, that O'Neal money.
I'm always confused, though, about Shawnee's position as a friend, because I definitely feel like her allegiance is leading towards Tammy and not towards Evelyn. And I'm always confused about that, because when Tammy made the comments about the domestic violence, she was definitely like, you know, Team Ev, like, no. But then it's like, she has to be around Evelyn at the Giuseppe event for domestic violence. And it's like, they were talking about the event, about what Tammy said. So I'm just like, Tammy, I mean, Shawnee is doing a great job as being a middle person.
Yeah, she's a neutral friend. And that's hard.
She's like the model mutual friend. Like, she doesn't really, like, tether to me, you know? Because it is hard being in the middle.
Yeah.
But she just, like, because
had it been anybody else that wasn't, like, a friend, if Jen had brought up Evelyn's domestic violence situation, I feel like that's when Shawnee would have went, like, ape shit.
Yeah. She probably would have. Like, Jen, I'm tired of you. For thank you for your services.
Right, right. Our group chat, they lit up in our group chat.
Hey, yo.
Shout out to Tia, Shanice.
Hey.
So Tia said that bring back Royce.
Yes. Definitely.
Bring back Royce. Ken also said, Tia also said, Jen is so messy. I agree with
we
you
know,
Jen.
Sis. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, definitely calm agree. Down.
Shanice said, sadly, Royce ain't coming back.
She's
who?
Not.
So, you got facts. You know,
somebody said Royce is too good for this show.
She's not. She's not.
Right, exactly.
I can see her being on a Love and Hip Hop more than a Basketball Wives. But she ain't too good, right?
She ain't too good. Always due. She should have been on Hit the Floor, actually. Royce should have been on Hit the Floor.
Good night, y'all.
It's time to go.
Sorry. No, but yeah, Shawnee is definitely in her real executive producer role. Like,
let me tend to my little castmate over she here is. Let me tend to this one
she's definitely not playing sides but
I
don't think she needs to though. I honestly don't even see that's in her character to be like I'm gonna sit over here like you can't sit with us today like I just see her being neutral anyway.
She didn't play better wardrobe for her confessionals though.
You know what,
if, I'm sorry, if she's the EP, I'm sorry, y'all don't agree.
I mean,
they could get her from they could get a nice little mid shot from the waist up. They don't have to get the whole full from the feet to the stomach to the chest to the
I like Shawnee, and that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I'm not gonna speak
ill. I can talk about her fashions.
I'm here for Shawnee.
Oh, y'all nice now. Okay. Y'all should be at the table when we watching the show and hear what they say.
I just feel like the production needs to give her a nice little mid shot from, you know, the chest.
Right. Here on up.
That's good.
I'm here for Shawnee and everything Shawnee does. Shout out to Shawnee O'Neill. We love you here, Shawnee, at AfterBuzz.
I want to get to this game. Before we get to the game, anything else you guys kind of want to talk about from this episode?
Y'all, wait. That whole sit down with Tammy and OG.
No,
because I was tired of the makeup and the wig at that dinner.
I'm tired of her, period.
I'm tired of her. Yeah,
I am too.
I forgot about her.
Welcome back, OG. Welcome back,
The only thing I could grasp from that dinner is that her man is not ready to be in no type of committed relationship. Oh, and I think he's cheating.
Absolutely.
It's black for sure. And white.
And then on top of that, I think Reggie is just a yes man for Tammy. I think he just goes with the flow of Tammy. He doesn't really have like his own backbone.
But you know what?
He's just like,
some men are like, he seems like he's like one of them old school, like even though he's younger, he's like one of them old school men, like let the women, like happy wife, happy life type of situation. Like let her do what she want to do. I'll carry your bags.
Are
I'll
you going to cross Tammy as a man? I don't think so.
She box you up.
I think she would.
For real.
I agree.
But I feel like he's like an equal balance. I don't think that she could be with a very like possessive man or like a powerful man. I don't think she could be with
someone like that. It wouldn't work. Well, probably now because, you know, her being in like domestic violence situations, like she probably doesn't want that overly dominant man. You know what I mean?
So and he seems very calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
At all times. You know?
He's, like he's definitely like a yes man. Like, honey, you wouldn't believe what the girl said about me. What they say, honey?
Yeah.
You don't need to be their friend, honey. Yeah.
Oh, like, no.
Okay, Reggie. I'd be like, Reggie, get out of here.
That's why I would love to see them have like a child, like adopt child. I think he would be like a great patient father.
Yeah, I think
he's young enough to be that.
Yeah, well, you're 20, what, 28?
Yeah, is he?
Lies, what?
Yeah, he's 28. He's
20. I know
he's
lying.
He's either 28 or he's 30.
He gotta be in his mid 30s. At least 33, 34.
No.
Can we do a little quick research?
Because I'm 28.
Is he?
By now, probably is 30. Maybe it's 30 even. But he's
she
like young.
She could be his mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, her daughter's like 23 and 21 or something like that.
Yeah, Reggie ain't no 28.
I don't want to be looking at the family reunions like my stepdaddy roll up and they think that's my man.
That's why the daughter had a problem with them. Remember?
Yeah, at the beginning, Lyric.
Because they were like in the same grade or something.
Same grade. You know, they went to the same high school?
Yeah. What happened?
That's a mess.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so when you have it, we'll like break it as a news story.
Break a news story.
No, but yeah, going back to what we were saying, I don't think marriage is in the cards for OG. I don't think like her man just kind of looked not like his him. Demeanor just wasn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He looked like he's still trying to figure it out.
How he like scooped her up, you know what I'm saying, and flew her out and took care of her.
That was a weird
like
thing.
That.
Like
I kind of liked it. I wish somebody could get at me like that and take me to Europe. I'm
not
gonna lie.
That's kind of weird though. Like because she came up and was like, yo, dreads are nappy. They need to be redone. And then he's
that's
like,
how I flirt. I'm
come to Aruba tomorrow. Like, what?
Like,
okay.
$300 shoes? Like, for real? That's all you can do? Like, that's it? I like playing games like that.
Yeah.
Like, guys like comedy.
Nah, because if somebody says something back to me, like, since your edges ain't laid, I'm about to be like, well, I'm about to. That's where it's flying. Like,
I was just
like,
down on the side, like, you got your edge control with you? I can fix you in the bathroom.
Guys.
You know what?
but I think he probably like not only cheating, but he has like a whole nother girlfriend probably. I mean,
he just looked weird. No, because
he
probably
got a kid already.
Tammy was like, "So has there been infidelity?" And he was just like trying to get a sip of water. Like, hold on, you don't need to be that weird. Like,
see that? No, because see that meant I don't want to tell on myself because my other girlfriend might
OG checking DMs as he walked through the door is kind of weird too though. Like,
and they talked about that is a little weird.
She's like, I had to do damage control and went through all his social media. Like, I don't need to be with no man if I gotta do all that.
That's when he tricked you up. He got two social media accounts, two Instagram,
he got two phones at this point. He overseas,
or you know what they do nowadays, they have girls send the messages to like their security guards or their assistant.
That's true,
DMs.
Too.
They slick, y'all.
Oh, wow.
That's true, too.
These men's is slick.
Everybody got time. Been there, done that. I don't have time for all that.
I was going to say,
Not in this season. Mm-hmm. Not in this season.
So he's 31.
Oh, well. I mean,
yeah, I was like, okay, he had to be like 33.
Yeah, I knew he was. I was like, he could not be in his 20s.
I was going to say, he can't be
48.
His 20s.
She's 48. Mm-hmm.
31,
huh?
It said the first, how old is Reggie the football player?
Well, I mean, if he's 31, that's his background?
No, I think they're talking about Reggie Bush. Bush. Yeah. But, he was born May 20th, 1987.
She still snatched him up in his 20s, though.
He just turned 30.
Yeah, like, yeah. She still snatched him up in the 20s.
She did.
I wonder, what was his game? Mm. Hey, old lady. You be on them bonnet
chronicles. You need a light. You need a light.
I'm not messing with y'all. Speaking of games, come on, let's play this game.
Wait, so they started dating in 2013.
Oh my gosh.
He was 20.
Okay, none of us here do math, y'all. Bear with us.
He was 25.
Wait, the fact that she had her miscarriage in 2015? Yeah. Why do I feel like that was just like last year? Oh, wait, never mind. I'm thinking of Remy. Just kidding. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, sidebar. That was
wild. Well, he began operating a truck company business.
Okay, she invested probably in it.
So yeah. He's a trucker. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
Well, let's get to our game.
Yeah. This is this game. Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Game time.
Here comes his voice looking getting ready for it.
Sure. So today's game on Basketball Wives History. We have three questions. We're going to ask each of the panelists one question apiece. And then we have a quick question round. Whichever panelist answers that question first wins the game.
I think our audience is bothered by this voice.
Especially if they're just listening.
Kayla!
Real quick, in the live chat, if you guys want to play along, make sure play along.
Yeah, play along.
Yes.
Yes.
Are you ready, Kayla?
I am.
How many seasons was Royce, our girl Royce, a part of Basketball Wives? Was it A, 2 seasons? B,
you're trying to cheat.
3 seasons. C, 4 seasons. D, 5 seasons. A laugh is not an answer.
I'm over here in tears because me and Kayla was over here like, hey.
I know. And then she hit my screen to light it up.
Oh my god, I'm about to start crying. Was 3 an option?
That was B. Are we going to option B?
Okay, I'm going to go with B.
Final answer?
C. C is my final answer. C, senor.
What was C's number?
C. No. C, senor is my final answer. C. What? Letter C as in cat.
C. Cat. Okay, what was the number of season?
Yeah, what was the number?
That was 4. I think. I don't. Whatever C was, come on. I was over here giggling.
And she's right.
Yes.
Well, like,
thank
some
you.
Some cheese. I didn't look.
Give me my credit when it's due.
I have not looked. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. What season did Jackie appear as just a guest on the show?
Mm.
Was it A, 1, season 1, B, season 2, C, season 3, or D, season 4? Once again, what season did Jackie Christie appear as a guest?
I heard you the first time.
Oh, she was a guest of Shawnee's, wasn't she?
She was. Mm-hmm. Dropping answers.
I'm going to guess. I don't know. I'm going to say season 2.
Shells. Yeah. You're correct!
Oh! And I guess. That was my hypothesis.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm sure you know the answer. What Bad Girls Club cast member also became a Basketball Wives cast member?
Hey.
Yeah.
Huh? But
I knew Megan.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Yeah.
Yes. And since everybody got this, all their questions right, this is battle round.
Okay.
Quick answer. Whoever says it first gets the prize. All right. You ready?
Can I go last?
Mm-hmm. No. Just shout out your answer.
All right. Go ahead.
Which singer did Drea date?
Chris Brown.
Whoa. That was too fast for me. Wow.
Look at Chelsea woke up. Woo!
Wow.
You finally won. Like, you haven't won in 2-3 episodes.
T Report.
Yes. Drea dated Chris Brown.
I remember.
Yes.
I remember that as
Thank
well.
Thank you guys for playing our Basketball Wives history trivia.
Yes.
Make sure you guys put your answers below, and we'll be sure to comment and tell you what you got right and what you got wrong.
Oh my goodness. All right. That was fun.
Yes. Well, she had some tea. I was thirsty for the tea. I'm like, what?
Oh, you got some tea?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was saying, like, tea report because of Chris Brown and Drake.
Oh.
No tea.
Why are we all leaving?
Right. I was like, ooh. No tea. No tea report. Not today.
All right. Well.
Oh, I'm telling Tammy. You guys got Reggie Pitcher on your screen.
This is.
Tammy.
They're lying.
Isn't that Youngblood?
I pulled up Reggie Youngblood, reality star, to find out his age.
Tammy Youngblood.
Ooh, that's she dating a Youngblood.
Yeah. Ooh. T before.
All right, let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now, your After Buzz TV.
I predict that Jennifer, my girl, is not even bothered by Malaysia's antics of trying to fight her, throw that chair. Sis.
That was a table.
The
whole table.
She should probably join the NFL the way she picked that table up. It's a whole table.
Is that next week's episode or is that the season?
That was the season, so I don't know when that's coming.
Yeah, it was coming up on this season.
They were on a trip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a couple things going on. First of all, why is all the women getting high off Shawnee's weed supply and they was all choking on the puff pass?
Stop acting like y'all don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malaysia definitely.
You definitely.
I'm going to say Evelyn does.
Everybody does. Jennifer don't roll.
I don't think Kristen or Cece probably wouldn't smoke either. But Jackie was acting like she ain't never took something to the throat before, and I'm like, sis, you like, come on, you drinking dark liquor straight? You definitely puffed the pass. Like,
interesting. Puffed on the blunt.
Yes. I also predict that Evelyn and Cece probably gonna get into it. Mm. Or Evelyn and OG, you're probably going to get into it because of that dinner party.
So I do predict that sometime throughout the season, if it's not that next episode, I do predict that Evelyn and Malaysia's relationship will kind of shift because right now they're like on good terms.
Oh yeah,
but I do predict that it'll shift. Her coming from Jen, I think it'll kind of shift a little bit.
It's gonna be a shift in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think
a little shake.
I think Jen, like we're saying, this season she's a. All about, I don't know what she's about, but she's trying mess. To act like, yeah, she's about mess, and she's trying to act, you know, take Evelyn's place with all this anger and this drama and things like that. So I kind of predict that she's going to try to, like, boss up and get in Malaysia's face after the whole, like, table-throwing incident.
And I'll be here for it, because I like bossy Jennifer.
Jen needs to have them hands ready.
Yeah, period. Y'all, a whole table, though?
A whole table.
Jen is not about to fight anybody. She went to sixth grade in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
You get a table thrown at you and you're talking mess, you got to boss up. I'm just happy Lakeisha's
somebody
back,
throwing a table
aka like, Malaysia.
Yeah. I'm here for Lakeisha.
I am so here for Lakeisha.
I think it was extra. I didn't think she needed to do all that. It was too much.
Yeah, it was too much. What is it? Like, why you just do stuff
no
on the table?
Wait,
but then, like, seven people are, like, holding her back, like,
but the thing sidebar, like, wait. No, speaking of her being overly extra, did y'all see that clip when she was talking about the police? She can't even see a police car without breaking down. I felt like that was
somebody in her family
overly
killed
theatric.
Or something?
I think so.
Her brother was shot by the police. He was accidentally shot by the police.
That's what I thought.
But I just feel like her looking at the car, like how she broke down in that clip. I don't know if it was overly edited, but it just looked like real theatrical. And I was like, okay.
Something about triggers, like when it comes to like stuff like that. So I think that might be. That
when
might
we
be her
see
trigger.
The episode, we'll see. Like,
because I'm like,
that might be her trigger.
A little extra.
I didn't know he was shot by the police.
That's what I'm about
to do.
We'll
have to do our research for next
time. I think like two or three seasons ago.
Yeah, I remember he died and got killed. But I didn't know it was by the police.
Wow. I think he was in a playground or something.
I think so. I remember something like that. She said
that might be like her trigger. Like some of your triggers.
Oh, wow.
I'm with you, Kay.
Well, I guess we will find out. Like we said, we'll look into it, look at the research, and then when we see that episode, we'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be a little extra for cameras. People do crazy things for these shows.
Oh, well, we know. Mm-hmm.
But thank you guys for joining us tonight. And make sure you guys come back next week for another Basketball Wives After Show. I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
It's your boy Jay Lamar. I agree with absolutely no one on this panel, but you guys can agree with me and follow me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar.
It's your boy.
Hey, it's your girl Shells Yvette. You can also follow me, Jay Lamar Voice, on all platforms at Shells Yvette _ on Twitter, Shells Yvette on Instagram, Shells with a C and a Z and an E, TTE.
So I'm really dramatic, but thank you guys for tuning in. I'm your host, Kayla Renee. You can find me on Instagram at @theonly_ Kayla Renee.
Kayla with a C or a K?
This is a K.
This is the first week she got her name right.
You know,
don't know that?
It is.
Why you gotta put me on blast?
Don't do her. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.